This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. A little gratitude for you. It is so very nice to know there are a lot of folks out there all in this together going through a challenging time of not knowing exactly what the foreseeable future looks like in the way of amount of impacts from a health standpoint to individuals, in addition to workplaces being disrupted and everything else. So, challenging times, but we're all in this together, right? 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here a little bottom of the hour to answer any and every question that you have. So feel free to bring it on at 800-228-0550. During the break, we did learn the news that there are now 7 cases statewide of the coronavirus. This one from the Minot Air Force Base, where the latest number has been confirmed. Okay, Minot Air Force Base confirming 1 case of COVID-19, and we also had earlier our first case of community spread of COVID virus as well. So two, a new number, a new high, and also that particular piece as well. So we have that bit of news for you today and lots more. Without any further ado, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. Kelly, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you joining us. Wanted to start with the work you did late into the wee hours of the morning last week, related to the $8 billion, I guess it's kind of being called a phase one of the relief package for the coronavirus impacts. Not a lot of us know what's in it. We know, obviously, the White House was instrumental through Steven Mnuchin in negotiating it, and Nancy Pelosi as well. But tell us what you see as the highlights of this.
Well, the first three words, testing, testing, testing. That's the biggest part of the package. And then paid sick leave for 2 weeks for small businesses. The problem with doing any of these things this fast is there are a bunch of, technical corrections that have to be made. So there was another package full of technical corrections that went through. It sounds like the Senate's going to act on it fairly shortly. And then they're working on what will be called phase three right now. I mean, I think it's important when you talk about all this is we are basically telling people to stay home and not spend money. Because before we talk about this as an economic crisis, we really do have to talk about it as a medical crisis. And the single best way to get our economy back on track is to get a handle on this, flatten the curve, and make sure that we don't overwhelm our healthcare facilities. So the two big portions of the bill are going to be paid sick leave, paid family sick leave, and then, but most important is testing, testing, testing.
Who would be eligible for paid sick leave?
Well, so right now, I think that's one of the issues that will be worked out. It's companies under 500 people and working through. And anybody who is either thinks they have symptoms or is self-quarantining because they've been around somebody with symptoms. That's the short version, and we're continuing to work through it.
So, but it wouldn't be somebody that... Okay, the restaurant closed, and so I had to go home. I'm healthy, but there's no job to go to. It's not somebody like that.
No, well, no, that's unemployment and dealing with those issues, and we're going to continue to work through how we handle those things as well. Because the other answer that we have to recognize here is most small businesses from one end of the country, cash on hand is anywhere from 2 to 7 weeks. So if we don't do something to address that, people who are closing for the coronavirus are never going to open again. And we have to deal with that. And that's, I think, what the Senate is really working through on phase three.
Just to finish on the testing, I heard the always affable Chuck Schumer say today that, this crisis is worse because, we've been behind and the president hasn't done a good job and Republicans haven't done a good job. And we've been saying testing, 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 and they haven't listened. And that's why we're in trouble. And now the next crisis is going to be ventilators and medical equipment and that's 2 weeks from now. We're not taking care of that. What is your overall assessment of how the administration has done, how Congress has done on handling this?
I think everybody's done a really good job. I think, there's this is a once-in-a-generation pathogen. There is, I mean, we have never had something like this come through. I think the travel ban from China, which was demonized by a whole lot of people, really stopped the flow of the spread. But I think we have to, do I wish we'd have got testing done faster? Absolutely. Do I think some mistakes were probably made in that process? Of course they were. That's how this works. We're going to have plenty of time to do the political blame game later. And by the way, we've gotten really good at that. But right now, our goal is to do everything we can to ensure that we can flatten the curve. I mean, people are going to continue to hear that and continue to move forward. And one of those is, you know, the U.S. system isn't designed the same way other systems are. One of the things that is done that probably could have been done earlier but is done now and we're going to move forward is allowing universities, private sector to do their testing. And all that means is reducing the government barriers towards getting into that market. Hopefully over the long term, we address some things that I think have become abundantly clear here. One, we still are too regulated. Two, we rely way too heavily on China and other countries for our supply chains for things we need in these types of situations. And those are things we will have to address over the long term. But right now, we just need to continue to move forward. And it's important right here at home. We just had our first test of community spread this morning out of Morton County. And so North Dakota's been insulated a little bit. We're a rural state. There's some benefits to that, but it is here too. And we need to do everything we can from one end of the state to the other to make sure we don't overwhelm our healthcare facilities. With regards to ventilators and that type of things, this is not unique. This is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is something that the worldwide supply doesn't exist for a situation like that. And part of the reason is because we've gotten so good at medical care that under normal circumstances, we don't have the ICU beds available for something like this. Hospitals treat people quicker. They get them out the door quicker. And the ventilator system that is going to be stressed from one end of the world to the other. So now we need to figure out what the best way we can do, what we can do to ramp up American production of those things.
And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, but the push on maybe going a little further than some people think is necessary to shut down, business to, you know, some communities on lockdown for quite a long time. There are 8 million people in Northern California, and New York City is a ghost town right now. And obviously a lot of people disrupted. The idea there is to prevent the healthcare system from being overburdened down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would say like Northern California, Washington, and New York are already behind the curve. That's one of the reasons we're doing it here now, so we don't get into that situation. My goal for every citizen in North Dakota is everybody can come back and say, well, we probably overreacted a little bit. And that's the answer we want. Because that means our hospitals weren't overwhelmed. Our healthcare facilities weren't overwhelmed. This is incredibly more contagious than the flu. We don't have any known antibodies, so there's none of that 30% cap that happens with any flu pandemic that runs out. And 10%, upwards of 10% of the people who contact it have to be hospitalized. So, and for in a significant period of time, which is not something we're used to anymore. So the reason we do all of these things is so we don't overwhelm. Everybody in North Dakota knows somebody who's a doctor or a nurse or a healthcare professional. When you're making your friends or family with those people, when you're making those decisions about those people, I just want you to think about what's going on in Italy right now. And that is that they are working 22 out of 24 hours a day. They are getting exposed to this at an extremely higher rate. And so if you have a friend, a family member who's a doctor or a nurse, when you're making your decisions on a daily basis, think about what can happen to them in 2 weeks if we don't do this right. Because they'll be on the front lines. They are on the front lines, and we want to put them in the best position to succeed.
If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kelly Armstrong today, it's always welcome, 258-0550, the local number. And you can also text me at 367-2054. Cam has a question from text.
Hey, Kelly. A buddy of mine, Jason, is in Minnesota. Obviously, Minnesota shut down bars and restaurants. Basically, the question is, unemployment benefits are running out or left in limbo. A lot of these people look to the restaurant or food service or maybe a bartending temp gig. Those are not available now. Maybe you touched on this a little bit, but from a federal level, I know you can't speak to Minnesota, but as far as extending unemployment benefits, kind of seeing where this is going to go, especially for the states that seem to be more impacted than others, like Minnesota.
Well, I think you hit on one thing, particularly with unemployment, which we're going to try and deal with, and I'm on the phone with different people right now. People who work in the tipping industry, even if we extend unemployment, that is such a, their paycheck is such a small part of what their actual income is, and that is something we have to figure out how to address. But yeah, whether it's unemployment insurance, whether it's those things, we have to do it. But we also have to do it in a way where it doesn't cripple the business that is doing it as well, because it doesn't do anybody any good if these places are all filing bankruptcy and going through that process. But yeah, I mean, and I don't know if there's a better industry where you can talk about, we're asking people not to partake in the economy right now. We have to figure out a way to help those people and help those businesses. And we have to do it at the local, state, and federal level, and we have to do it quickly.
When we come back, the texter says, in June 2015, fat cattle prices were $1.57. Boxed beef was at $2.44. Yesterday, boxed beef was around $2.45, and I understand fat cattle bids are at $1.03. Someone is making a killing, and it's not the producers. The situation in the beef industry, which I know you've been working on, is continuing to go on. That's sort of the crisis that was ahead of this other crisis. We'll ask you about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By Dak Diesel. Tell you what, trucks are moving. There's a lot of trucks on the road. God bless those truckers. We love them. We would be lost without you. There would be no TP for a year, let alone a week or anything else. They make America move. So who keeps them moving? Our buddy CJ at Dak Diesel Fix anything diesel right there in Bismarck. Ando's house call, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or online at dacdiesel.com. Back with Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome, 701-258-0550, or text us. So the caller's point, and I hear this every darn day, you know, when you look at, 2015 cattle prices versus today, and what these folks are going through, it's absolutely a tough deal, and yet there's some dollars being made in the beef industry, and it's not the producers, it is the packers. So anything, I guess, in the way of a consolidated idea to maybe help here and to tackle this one. I know you've been working on it. What's your latest thoughts?
Reverse this decision on imported Brazilian beef. Not only is it not good for our markets right now, but the Brazilian, just from science and health standpoints, Brazilian beef has not proven to be the quality and or the safety inspections worthy of that. And that's, so we sent a letter to the USDA last week about that, got a really nice nasty gram back from the Brazilian embassy, which means we must have hit a nerve. And then, yeah, we need to continue to address how we deal with the bottleneck at that middle area. And I mean, we noticed that there's a fire in Kansas City last year and being shut down for just the market swings immediately when that happens. So we have to continue to do that. And I think the texture points it out exactly. Box beef prices are the same, yet the rest or the industry is going down from the people who actually take care of the cows and get the cows to market. And that's absolutely important, and we need to keep working on it. And we need long-term structural change. Any shot in the arm here isn't what really happens. We have to figure out a way to deal with this in a way that is more fair to our cattle producers.
Dennis in Powers Lake for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Dennis.
A couple nights ago on one of the TV talk shows, there was a lady on, and they were talking about how to stimulate the businesses and things like this. And she suggested that they set up a line of credit for these, especially the small businesses. And I guess I thought that would be probably the best thing to do. A business could set up. They know what their expenses are. They could keep their people employed and document what they do. And then at the end, you know, the government could reimburse them in some fashion for that, or, you know, do help something to alleviate the loan. And that way you keep it local instead of throwing money like some of these people are saying. I mean, if they sent me a check for $1,000, what good is it going to do if I can't go out and spend it? And I think if we can keep the local people going, that would be better.
And I agree with that. I mean, one of the problems with these crises is when you try and inject money into the system as quickly as possible, you tend to do it in a scattershot way. Right. I mean, there are a lot of people that could benefit from a $1,000 direct payment right now. I'm not one of them. So
right.
How do you do it? How do you do it in a way that you can do it where you can target it? But I agree. I mean, whether it's a line of credit, I mean, you can basically borrow money for free right now. I think the key to this is how we do it in a way where businesses know, I mean, particularly, because this is how businesses keep people employed when they're not having income. One, they need cash flow. Two, they need to know they're going to be reimbursed for paying their employees not to work. Those are the two main factors in how you get a business to do this, because and before we talk about big bad business, remember, most of these small businesses are family owned. It's taken 20, 30 years for these people to build their business to where it is today. Think of any small family owned restaurant, anything you know about. And in 2 to 3 weeks, they can be so far underwater. They can, like I said, they'll have a trouble never opening.
Don't you think this is the most important conversation? I mean, Dennis's idea out of Powers Lake, North Dakota, others like it, of simplicity. Line of credit now, shore it up later with the government paying. You don't have to wait, and you know you got a little relief there. I can keep paying the employees. You need that simplicity. The decisions that are being made right now in the U.S. Senate, and when you guys debate this in the House, are going to be determining whether these businesses live or die, whether our economy recovers or not. It's so darn important right now to get these details right, but speed's the big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely, and knowing that they're going to get reimbursed if they're paying their employees not to work in some way, shape, or form. Because otherwise, any any money you inject to them now is going to be in order to stop the, I mean, just to stop the bleeding. And one of the ways you stop the bleeding is lowering costs. And it's not, so we have to get the cash injection going as quickly and simply as possible. But we also have to let them know that, hey, we understand that you, I mean, the reason your business is failing is not through your bad action. And so we want to do one. The more we can have businesses taking care of their employees, the less the government is going to have to.
My understanding,
those are the factors we have to deal with right now.
I want to jump to another business that is in a world of hurt right now, one you know pretty well. You're in it, your family business, the oil business. It is obviously, you know, we haven't seen prices like this since 2002 in oil. We've had this free fall. There's this big battle between Saudi Arabia and Russia that's not resolving. I've heard there's talk of shutting off imports, literally saying Saudi Arabia, nope, Russia, nope, you're not doing it. Would that be the way to address this crisis?
It would be a way to address the crisis. I would have to crunch the numbers and see where it's at. I mean, one of the things we have to recognize, and this is really important, is U.S. shale has protected the world from artificially high oil prices for well over a decade now. What we have never figured out is how we protect the world from artificially low oil prices and energy prices. Low energy costs from a free and robust economy is a good thing. Artificially low energy costs because Saudi Arabia is dumping 12.3 million barrels of oil a day, 300,000 barrels more a day than they've ever produced. And they're selling it at a 20% discount on a depressed market right now. 85% of international air travel is gone. It doesn't exist. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for anybody because we have seen this game played before. And if you think oil prices are artificially depressed, we know what the overcorrection happens. And in the meantime, we're going to see U.S. and North Dakota shale companies go out of business. So we have to do everything we can to deal with that issue. And again, I mean, for anybody out there who thinks big bad oil companies are something that they don't like, remember the number of jobs and the number of people they employ in Western North Dakota. And this was in trouble before coronavirus came out. I mean, we saw this. So we have to figure out a way to stabilize that economy. It's incredibly important to North Dakota. It's incredibly important to national security. And it's just something we have to deal with. Because Senator sent a letter to Senator Coleman and Senator Kramer are both on it. And I thought it was a great letter talking about how we have to shore this up and make sure we're protecting U.S. energy producers.
And if we don't have energy independence anymore. A lot of hard work over the last 10 years. Gone.
Yeah, and Scott, this isn't the first time they tried this. They tried this in 2014, and but our companies are in a different position right now.
Very interesting times in which we live. All right, well, I'm going to send you a few other texts we didn't get to here just so you know what people are thinking, and we'll chat again soon. Thanks for all your hard work.
Yeah, and Scott, if you need me on more than once a week right now for this, just call.
All right, we'll do that. Definitely will. It is just so much is happening so fast. Appreciate the offer. Thanks a bunch. Kelly Armstrong.
Thanks,
Congressman from North Dakota. Going to talk about the stock market with a pro.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With confirmation yesterday that West Virginia now has a confirmed case of coronavirus, it means all 50 states have been infiltrated by it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is predicting the numbers there are going to skyrocket over the next few days.
But we're going to top 1,000 today, undoubtedly. We're going to be at 10,000 not so long from now.
Basketball superstar Kevin Durant now among four Brooklyn Nets to test positive for the virus. In Utah, there's reported widespread damage across the northern part of that state because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. Video on social media showing brick and stone on the ground from several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City. The governor, Gary Herbert, urging people to avoid that area until the damage is fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe.
For the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, we are back,
ladies and gentlemen.
A lot going on. The healthcare providers, not all of them, but many of them in North Dakota, are sitting down with Fargo, West Fargo, and Morehead officials right now, talking about the various things that are in place right now. And one of the things that we learned from this is the chief medical officer, Doug Griffin from Sanford, said that 80% of people who contract the COVID-19 virus will recover at home. So a good thing to remember, even North Dakota's first case, right, the case up in Minot, that gentleman is recovering and is at home. So important to remember that. Obviously, a lot is being said by a lot of different people. You don't necessarily keep track on all those things that are out there. But again, from the standpoint of, do I need to worry? The vast majority of people who do get COVID-19, if they don't have an underlying health condition, are going to recover, and many of them at home, sort of like you would with the normal flu. But we don't want you to get it, which is why all these measures are taking place. All right. Why don't I go to Ed and call him, and then you let me know when you've got Brian Kronk on the phone, if you would. Daniel, Ed, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for your program. I guess I'm a cow-calf producer, and I see what's going on with our cattle market, and I have talked to Holvin's office, Kramer's office, Armstrong's office, and I think the problem that frustrates most of us in rural America and rural North Dakota especially is we get lip service about, well, we sent a letter, or, yeah, I'm going to talk to them, and nothing changes. And so, to me, Sonny Perdue should be relieved of his duties. Why would the Secretary of Agriculture allow beef imports from Africa and Brazil at a time when the North Dakota rancher and ranchers across the country are actually going broke?
Yeah, Ed, I'll happy to answer that for you. It's been asked and answered a few times on the program. They don't have any choice. All right, when there is a trade deal and they are able to meet the standards in the trade deal, it has to come. I agree with you. I'd rather not have Brazil beef here, but if we're sending our beef other places, you can't go fast and loose with the rules and say, we'll just make them up as we go, and those are the rules of the road. Now, I'd like them to change them. Sonny Perdue is tipped off. I saw him in a House hearing last week about the measures to fix what's going on. And he talked about the fact that he didn't like what the Packers were doing or saying, and he is looking for the authority to be able to do more. But that isn't just something you wave a magic wand and do. I mean, they do in Venezuela, but they don't in the United States of America. So I think that's the thing you have to realize, Ed, that, and again, letters, get people's attention. Got to follow up then, say, okay, what's the result? Okay, let's go, that's sort of how it starts. So share your frustration 100% with you. I think the current crisis will slow some of these things down, which is not easy, but I feel your pain. I feel the pain of every, I think it's our number one agriculture issue right now, and we've got a lot of them in North Dakota. But I think this, what's going on with beef producers, cattle producers, 5, 6, 7 years to break even, it's a big problem. So no question about it. Thanks for the call. Our next guest is lined up and ready to go, and he is Brian Kronk. Brian Kronk is, of course, from Collins & Kronk. You hear Brian from time to time on this program. He's my go-to source on the program to say, hey, you're our money guy. What's going on here? But he's also the financial advisor to my wife Maria and I, and been just a wonderful resource. Really, the plan put in place means no matter what comes, even a coronavirus, you've got a plan for it. You know, that's the importance of just having that and getting that well ahead of time. So that is certainly good news. Brian, welcome back. How are you?
I am fantastic, Scott. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well, but I feel like I'm the spinning plate guy on the Ed Sullivan Show, and there's only a few of us old enough to remember that, because there's just, there's a lot of spinning plates out there right now, and one certainly is the economy and this market. And knowing what I know of setting up a plan with you gives me less angst for me, but it worries me for the economy and overall the market and what's happening. But the plan is the center to everything, because then no matter what comes, you're ready for it, right?
Absolutely. I talk to a lot of people about that. When we're working with our clients, we give everybody a score for their plan. And we say, hey, based on this set of assumptions, based on what we're doing here, we've basically tested this and battle tested this plan. We do 1,000 different scenarios, some showing rosy times, some showing bad times. Maybe it's pandemic times or recession times, whatever. And then we say, how many of those scenarios do we still get you to your goals without any problem? And that's what generates that score. And so we've got clients calling in, not necessarily to talk about their account balance, because everybody's going to be down a little bit, but to say, hey, what's my score? Has that changed? And in most cases, that score has hardly moved, because we've already tested for situations like this.
What do you most want people to know about all this? Is this when you look at the market every day? I mean, it hurts, right? So what should they know?
Well, this is certainly painful. Nobody likes to see a market pullback of any sort, and this one's pretty dramatic. I mean, the velocity of the selling has been, really sort of surprising across the board. But the biggest thing is, this too shall pass. We've been through times like this before. We've seen these kinds of things happen, and we always make it through to the other side. And so, again, it goes back to having that plan. If we stick to that plan, we're going to be just fine. And so we spend a lot of time with people walking them through what our original assumptions were, and walking them through what we own, knowing what we own, and then saying, hey, can we stick to that plan and make it work? We're finding a lot of people now reaching out to us, from other areas that aren't existing clients, who say, hey, what if you don't have a plan? It's never too late to start to create one, but we still don't want to go out there and make changes right in the middle of this. The time to put, storm shutters on your windows isn't in the middle of a rainstorm or a windstorm. You'll wait till the storm passes, and then you prepare for the next one. So we are going to be doing some new plans for people who didn't have one, but we're going to wait till the storm passes.
One of the things you told me that I guess I never realized is that exactly what's happening now, maybe not to the severity, but this has happened with other viruses. This has impacted the market, right?
Oh, yeah, and people forget that, but, we haven't seen this particular strain of the coronavirus, but do you remember the great measles epidemic of 2019? I don't, because it seemed like it came and went. But, you know, we had Zika. We've had measles a couple of times, which is way more, you know, deadly than this current virus. We've had Ebola, again, more deadly, doesn't spread quite as easily. MERS, the one that keeps coming up is the H1N1 swine flu. But I've actually got a chart here in my office where it literally shows me every epidemic we've had, how long it lasted, and what the drawdown was on the market. So, for instance, if you just go back to, you know, something that we all remember, the H1N1, the market from peak to trough dropped 7%. 6 months later, it was up 18%. And basically a year later, it was up 36%. But if you look at the averages from all these epidemics and you kind of say, what was that? The average drawdown wasn't as deep as we are right now. It was still in the single digits, but the 1 year later number was literally double what that drawdown number was. And so, yeah, this too shall pass. We've been there. And it's not just events like this. You know, you think about the World Trade Center event or the financial crisis of 08 or 09 or the war in Iran or Iraq or things like that. We do make it through these events, but they're just unpleasant while we're going through it.
What is most important right now for people to know, to do?
Yeah, the biggest thing to kind of be paying attention to, and what we're talking to a lot of our clients when we're looking at portfolio management, you know, we want to make sure that there's liquidity in the marketplace. And that was one of the problems we ran into in 08 and 09, is liquidity dried up. And that's so important. When you want to go and sell right now, even if it's the wrong thing to do, the reason prices are down is because there is liquidity. Someone's guaranteeing that they'll buy your stock or your bond from you. They're just not guaranteeing what that price is. And you think about your house is generally an illiquid asset. You can't just walk out to the street corner and say, hey, house for sale. Or if you were to demand a price for your house, guess what? It would probably be dropping because you don't have somebody there, you know, that the buyer of last resort, so to speak, that's instantly available there. So market liquidity is important because that keeps things going and keeps things, you know, moving along. We do need to keep an eye on this virus, however. The virus outbreak scenarios that are out there from the CDC, follow them. They're on their website. See what's going on. I fall into the camp where I don't think it's going to be as bad as people are saying, but we still need to take that contingency plan of just in case. What if this scenario happens? What if the next one happens? What are we willing to do? Where do those things stop? The part that I'm more worried about is the economic impact. Whether or not the virus is bad, we're planning for it to be bad, and we're basically bringing our economy to a standstill. And we have an economy that is sort of viral. It depends on you and me talking and doing business. So I went and got my haircut yesterday to help stimulate the economy. If I quit getting my haircut, guess what? The barber can't go buy groceries, and the grocer can't buy his new car, and the car guy can't put money in the stock market or wherever it's going to go. And so we need to keep the economy going, and we're basically bringing that almost to a standstill. So that's the thing that I look at. We've never seen that before. That's the unknown. And then, of course, where does the market decline stop? The market hates uncertainty. We're looking at a new thing with this economic problem that we're having, bringing it to a standstill. And so until we get some real numbers there, we're probably going to be in this sort of limbo in the stock market.
So when you have, obviously, these kind of declines, and you know how it is likely to play out, you know, is an action plan, okay, this too shall pass, but right now is not the time? When do you see a buying opportunity? How do you, you know, what are you looking for?
So, yeah, we've been talking to a lot of our clients, and as you know, we do in-house portfolio management here. It's one of the things that separates us, you know, from the other places is our boutique management style. So 2 months ago, I was already calling for a correction. We've repositioned ourselves ahead of that in our, you know, more fund-oriented portfolios. We've started buying treasury bonds, and those things are actually up and looking really nice right now. And so we'd gotten defensive. We'd gotten rid of our weak holders. We'd raised a little bit of cash. You know, we were doing those kinds of things. The time to start getting defensive was a month or two ago. It's not now. This isn't the time to go in and change things. Now we own what we own. And if you've got a diversified portfolio among sectors and things, it's probably too late to start going in and selling. So what we're doing here is creating our buy list. So I've told everybody, hey, if you've got cash, get it into us. It's going to go into the account. We're not just putting that cash right to work. We're going to wait till we see a market bottom of some sort. And when we actually start to see a follow-through day after that, then we'll slowly tiptoe back in.
Very interesting. More coming up with Brian Kronk of Collins and Kronk. Any questions? Welcome on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On What's On Your Mind, we continue with Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, here with us today answering your questions or comments, brought to you in part by our friends at Ellingson. You know, a lot of bad from 2019 was out there for our friends in the agriculture world, and if you want to just pump away all that, put it behind you, start 2020 out right, there's a way to do it. It's with a water management plan from Ellingson, and they're giving you some incentive to do it and do it right now. $70 per acre discount on any job. Call 701-893-9030, 701-893-9030, or go to ellingsoncompanies.com. Dave and Harvey has a question for Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc, talking about your money in the middle of a health crisis that has gripped the world. Dave, what's your question?
Yeah, I have, I've been talking to other people here. Yes, everybody's losing their money in their IRA and whatnot, but I haven't heard much about the dollar. Now, the dollar versus the yen versus the euro, what's happening there? When this is over, is our dollar going to be strong?
That's a great question, Dave, and you're right. You're not hearing a lot about that right now, and frankly, we're not hearing a lot about anything other than the coronavirus, even though there is still a lot of economic activity, reports coming in, earnings coming in. General Mills just had a decent earnings quarter. I think the dollar continues to be strong through this. It's strengthening right now. And a big part of that just goes to why we're so glad that we happen to be, you know, living and born and raised here in America, is we still are that currency of last resort. We still are sort of the place where you go for that safety. And so as the world is panicking and selling things or just looking for a safe haven for their assets, they're putting it into our treasury bonds. That's why you've seen the treasuries go sky high and interest rates go way down. And they're buying dollar-denominated securities and things like that, because the dollar is probably one of the most stable securities that we have, or stable currencies we have in the world right now. So for the time being, yeah, I look for that to stay strong, get stronger, and be strong throughout this whole thing. A good, strong dollar is going to help us all.
But it doesn't necessarily help our, you know, commodity producers, though, right? I mean, usually as the dollar goes up, the commodities are going to come down, or do you think that changes?
There's a whole lot of people that kind of cringe when I say that because of just that. Yeah, when we're exporting with our strong dollar, that hurts us. But we're also buying things with that strong dollar, and so it tends to come around. And, you know, we're in a part of the country where, you know, we're directly impacted because we're exporting two products, you know, oil and agricultural products that, you know, sometimes don't do as well with a strong dollar. But long run, our economy does better that way. And eventually some of this export stuff will work its way through the system.
Anything else, Dave?
No, very good. I appreciate the answer. That's what I thought. I was hoping that was the answer. Thank you very much.
You've intrigued me with this buy list, Brian, where you talk about, you know, let's get some money in the account and let's have a buy list and figuring out the right time. So how do we know it's the right time?
Well, I've had a lot of people saying, hey, is it time? I even had a panic call or two in the last week saying, hey, we sent you cash. Why isn't it in the market already? And so I say, it's time to get ready. By all means, send us that cash. But we're not putting that to work real aggressively yet because it is not time. I want to see the market bottom. I want to see some confidence there just because they say the all clear. I don't want to be the first one going in there and finding out that the sharks are still there. And so we'll wait for that follow through day and then we'll test the water. But it's a time to kind of go look and see. You know, I'm watching for what we call real buying in the marketplace, and that's going to be something that has some logic behind it where we can see those companies that, you know, not necessarily benefit from this, but at least aren't hurt as bad. So we know things like the cruise lines and the airlines, you know, they can't get the month of March back. But look at Amazon. They just came out and said they need to hire 1,000 workers because they can't keep up with demand. Amazon's obviously signaled that they're doing very, very well. Walmart is another one that we've got great confidence in. And then really, having been in this business for 25 years, some of these prices are at price levels I've never seen before. They're just incredibly cheap. And so if I can come into the market, even if I'm paying a couple dollars higher, knowing that they're going into the right, you know, right direction, I want to own some of these. You know, it doesn't matter if you're buying on Amazon or at Walmart or at Target. You're probably using your MasterCard. So there's no reason that we should see some of these stocks going down to these levels other than just fear. And you know what? When other people are fearful, we want to be in there buying up those shares.
Yeah, no question about it. By the way, the Treasury Department proposal sent to lawmakers for the part of the relief aid, $250 billion in direct payments to Americans. They're talking about that starting on April 6th. As well. So they're going to turn that around pretty quick, and then they're going to do another $250 billion round on May 18th. Now, the question is, what do people do with that money? And by history, those short-term payments don't, you know, they're socked away. They don't exactly run out and buy a new car, right?
Exactly.
But you have a good idea. You could have them open up one of your buy lists there and say, hey, I have some money to spend for. I mean, people, I don't know if there's much chance of that, but the influx that is going to be there, people really should look at the buying opportunity, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. If you've got cash that you're not going to need in the next 6 months or longer, that's cash that we want to get invested, because we're not going to probably see another one of these opportunities, not to this extent, for a really long time. But even then, that money, like you say, if they get a check in the mail and they don't go and spend it right away, there's this amount of pent-up demand that's out there. So there's a couple of things going on. We're seeing that some of these stocks are being just sort of compressed.
And the beautiful thing on that is that's what Brian does for a living. He's doing this all the time. So call him, 701-235-0119, collinskronk.com.
Scott Hennin here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.